Oh, that's an impossible act to follow. Here we are, on this dot in space. Everyone we love, everyone we know, everyone we've ever heard of, all humans who have ever lived, all of them, lived out their lives here on this humble dot in space. And with us, all the plants and animals in every epoch of our shared earthly history. You've heard a fraction of them this morning with the children. Prayers spoken in Native American traditions often end not with amen, but with the words, all my relations. Acknowledging humanity's deep relationship to all that is here and now, and to all that's gone before. Easter is a movable feast. I've always loved that term, but it really only means a religious holiday that doesn't fall on the same date every year. So, needless to say, Easter is not the annual anniversary of Jesus' actual resurrection. Blame Easter on the full moon and the spring equinox. Western Christians and their heretical friends, that's us, we celebrate Easter the Sunday on or after the full moon, following the spring equinox, which is otherwise known as today. To make things less confusing for calculation purposes, the date of the equinox is fixed at March 21st, and the full moon is set at the 14th day of the month on a lunar calendar. You can work that formula for yourself, and some people like to do that. Or you can do what I do when I get my annual calendar in January. I flip to spring and circle Easter Sunday for that year in red. But the way Easter Sunday is determined reflects the holiday's origins in the pagan wheel of the year. It's old hat or old Easter bonnet for a non-Christian Unitarian Universalist to remark that Christianity stole Easter from the pagans. We say that at Christmas, too, a lot. Right down to the name of the day itself, which to pre-Christians, Easter, in its many ways it was pronounced back then, referred to the rising of the sun in the east. That simple. But think of it this way. If you were starting a new religion, your best marketing bet would be to innovate, that is to spin off what's already working well rather than to start over from scratch. So resurrection stories at the time of the spring equinox had been ritualized by pagans for millennia. The shift from celebrating the rising S-U-N to celebrating the risen S-O-N was a lateral move. And see how well it's worked. In the United States, the sun returns first thing in the morning to Cadillac Mountain in Acadia National Park, Maine. The paved road to the summit is accessible to all vehicles, from bicycles to RVs. Being in Maine and being by the sea, Cadillac is not a tall mountain. It is a bare granitic mountain, a bald in mountain parlance. And as long as you're not looking for solitude, there's room with a view atop Cadillac for everyone, although the queue starts at the bottom. Very popular. Sunset at Cadillac is a noted tourist attraction. I've been there several times, but the prize is sunrise. It's still cold in Maine now, needless to say. Acadia is pretty far north. How many people, many of them tent campers from the lowlands, have braved the bitter pre-dawn to watch the sun rise over Cadillac Mountain this Easter morning? A stalwart few have arrived on bicycles, which means they started out well in the dark. Now, besides the view and the sheer firstness of being present for it, what brings them there? We live by myths that animate worlds we know and worlds we don't. Religion and science crystallize human experience into stories that illuminate our hearts, yet can leave us struggling to speak aloud what we've learned there. And so we turn for grounding to what author Barry Lopez calls medicine stories. Today's reading, that Jim read to you by Carl Sagan, is a medicine story. So is Wendell Berry. Jesus' resurrection story, as told by Christianity, is probably the world's most massively successful medicine story to date. Over 2,000 years later, people are still telling it. And it's still powerfully meaningful, even to people who don't take Jesus' physical resurrection any more literally than most Unitarian Universalists do, including those who are Christians. Now remember, Easter is a movable feast. It's linked not to the lives of the saints, but to the turning of the year from fallow winter to the greening of spring. From the rising of the S-U-N or the S-O-N throughout the day's celebrations of spring flowers, Jesus, painted eggs, and lilies, Easter is a tribute to the annual resurrection of hope. Nature is scripture. In seminary, I lived in a dormitory at the Episcopalian Divinity School close to downtown Berkeley, California. And on Easter morning, every pathway and every creek-spanning bridge on the campus proclaimed in colored chalk, "He is risen." Seeing all that sudden color and occasionally running into a jubilant chalk artist, I felt newly risen too. Easter is about hope, even though, as Wendell Berry says, you've considered all the facts. And in that respect, every Easter story is a true story, because every Easter story is a medicine story for those to whom it has deep meaning. But we're not all Christians, just as we're not all pagans. At heart, I think Unitarian Universalists represent more of this country's true diversity than we do when we imagine we're the only ones with our religious values. We're not. We can save that debate for another day. There'll be plenty of time in the coming election year. But what I think we can agree on right now is that Unitarian Universalism is a faith full of nature worshipers. So I'm picturing a congregation of the moment, as I think of it, huddled for warmth atop Cadillac Mountain in Maine, awaiting sunrise on Easter Sunday. And Cadillac is named for a French nobleman, by the way, not an automobile. No doubt at least one of you here with a smartphone is looking up the exact hour of that sunrise. I estimate it to be around 7:30. No doubt a few people in this temporary Cadillac congregation are doing the same thing with their smartphones. Good reception up there in a moment. They are as diverse a congregation of thinkers and believers as you are. So I picture a string of cartoon thought balloons hovering over their head, and here is what it contains, or they contain. Jesus Christ is risen, of course. Beauty above me, beauty below me, beauty all around me is Navajo. Perhaps there's hope after all, that somebody who's been broken and hurting. No divinity necessary. Nature's wisdom speaks for itself. Shalom. Namaste. God is one. All my relations. The wheel of the year is turned. Bless the earth. Blessed be. Praise the Lord. Praise creation. I'm freezing. Pass the coffee. My children pleaded with me to come, and I'm so glad I did. And, of course, beyond thought balloons filling all spaces, a reverent silence. Besides the Liberation Manifesto of the Mad Farmer, one of my most treasured medicine stories is a poem by Linda Hogan about a walk she took, not at sunrise, but in the winter dark. And it ends in these words. Suddenly, all my ancestors are behind me. Be still, they say. Watch and listen. You are the result of the love of thousands. So I wish you joy this blessed, soggy Easter morning. I wish you pleasure, revelry, and the laughter of children. And even though we've considered the facts with eyes wide open, because we're UUs after all, may we work to keep hope alive. May we practice resurrection. May it be so. Freely do we receive the gifts of this faith community, and gladly do we return a portion of that bounty through the morning offering.